Bridge Team Internet. Your net control now is KJ4RQZ. My name is Nathan. My location is Travelers Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Mr. Peters is located atop Cedar Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. Peters owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs asked to operate on frequency and invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. For announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge Team Internet. This is direct to net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the radio portion. Tonight being Saturday night, we're dealing with Alpha through Delta. Please call KJ4RQZ and Blue Ridge Team Internet.
KJ4RQZ. Nathan, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4RQZ, please check in. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot Mike, Fred and Tier, my wife, Ida, N4IEI. We were pre-net check-ins, but I must have done something wrong. 6 this morning when I was joining Nathan. Thank you. Negative, negative, TR. QZ.
Good evening, Nathan. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
KJ4RQZ. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and thanks for calling that tonight, Nathan.
Control. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, it's Jim and Taylor. Be negative and negative.
RQZ. And November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
All right, net control out to recognize KK4DMW, KK4DNO, KK4DONO, KM4MOQ, W4FCM, N4IEI, KO4AOW, W4DJW, KO4BDM, N4D. JC. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. Check-ins. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
Recheck. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. That second call was Kilo Kilo 4,
QSL. 4 Alpha Papa Bravo. Please check me in. Jack in Spindale. And I'll be here if you want to hear from me. Over.
Now, KK4ONO. That was my bad. I got your call sign wrong. But thank you for coming back. And W4APB. I will probably be calling you up here in a little while. Are there any check-ins? Echo through a tail for Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
QZ. Yeah. KJ4HIAG. CNE. And please check in my wife, Robbie, OBBIE. Greenville downtown. No traffic, no comments. Good evening, Nathan.
I'm Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, that's Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, negative. Mark W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
Please check in and out. Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
KK4 AFTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Thanks for that. I'd like to recognize KK4 HIA, KN4 HP, W2 MJB, W4 FHJ, KK4 FTU. Any other check-ins, I go through hotel, so bridge 2 internet, call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ, I think it was. You'll have to correct me if I got it wrong. Anyway, net control, please check in. November 4, Hotel Charlie, N4HHC, Warren here in Taylor's, negative and negative.
Please check in, WB4, Fox, Echo. Dan, over in Northern Simpsonville. Just check me in and out tonight, please.
Thank you, I'd recognize N4HHC and WB4FEE. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. For Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KJ4RQZ. India through Lima, for Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KJ4RQZ.
KJ4RQZ. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
QZ, thank you for calling in. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you. Goodness. Your name just slipped out of my head, Nathan. Anyway, sorry, it's bad to get old. Don't you ever do that. Anyway, please check us in and out. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Can I ask KK4FJ? Oh, my bad. KK4JFO and W4IOE. And that's okay, Sid. I usually have a very hard time for remembering people's names, and I'm 26. So. It's all right. Are there any other check-ins? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. Call KJ4RQZ.
RQZ. Hello, Nathan. Thanks for calling the net. This is KJ4LPF. That'd be Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam, your slap down.
K4RQZ. Again, K4LWE. That's Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, Larry in Piedmont. No traffic tonight and no comments. Thanks for calling the net.
Kilo 4, Golf, Papa, Alpha, Jimmy in Piedmont.
Scanning out. W4, HTP, Howard in Mint Hill, North Carolina. Quite a ways from you. Got good propagation tonight. Good night.
I recognize KG4LPF, K4LWE, K4GPA, W4HTP. Are there any other check-ins? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Please call KJ4RQZ. Thank you, Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KJ4RQZ.
J4RQZ. And K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
4RQZ. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walton in Inman, I'll be negative. First time in 32 years I've missed the Shelby Ham Fest, and I've thought about it all day.
All right, negative, I'd recognize K4OSH and K4OIM. Hope y'all are having a good night. Are there any other check-ins? Like to pop the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, call KJ4RQZ. Second link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Please call KJ4RQZ. KJ4, QZ. Come by just a little longer. I've had something come up. The check-ins. Let's try again. Are there any check-ins? Mike Turpah for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4, QZ. Are there any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4, QZ. Back Clear Tango for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Call KJ4 QZ.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, Palser, be negative and negative.
Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4R, W Rich and Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
Recognize. KW4TS and K4ROW. Any other check-ins? Go back through Tango for Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4QZ. Inform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4QZ. Inform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4QZ. And Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4QZ.
RQZ, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Spartanburg, negative and negative.
RQZ, now, Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey, KI4VLW, Randy, also check in, KJ4CRL, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Romeo Lima. Linda, and we're in Asheville.
Kilo Alpha 4, November, India Victor, KA4NIV, Maurice, Simpsonville, and nothing and nothing tonight. Good evening.
Good. Thank you for allowing to recognize. KE4EA, KI4VLW, KJ4CRL, KA4NIV. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ.
QZ. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative.
K4XB. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Call KJ4RQZ. 4RQZ now securing the former portion of the network. Thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rack queue portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rack queues. Slack first up on the stump is W4APB. You're first up on the stump. Call KJ4QZ to Blue Ridge 2 Internet.
Alpha Papa Bravo. I think that was me that you called. Jack over in Spindale, and not a lot going on tonight. Just messing around with making some coax jumpers, and playing with a vertical dipole, and went up to the Green River Game Lands and went for a nice hike today. That was pretty cool. But other than that, not a lot going on. Just a pretty chill night over here in the small town of Spindale in Rutherford County. Over.
A pretty relaxed night. I'm recovering from staying up super late. I work nights, and I was helping my dad out, and I wound up staying up until about 1 p.m. yesterday. 1 p.m. yesterday. And then the day before that, I wound up staying up till about the same time. So I've been recovering from that. This is my weekend off. It's feeling a little sore and feeling a little not really wanting to do anything. So I'm trying to make myself get up and do stuff.
I feel that. I work 8-day shifts with 6 days off. I work for a wilderness therapy program up in the mountains, so I just got off an 8-day shift on Wednesday, and I hear you. I came home and and just been pushing everything to the side, you know. I'm like, I can, I'll get to it another time. So I feel you on just not really wanting to be with it. Over.
Trying to get used to it. I can't really say that I'm thankful that I have a job, but I can't really say that I love it. It's got its ups and downs, and I think Thursday night was the roughest that it's been so far. Constantly having issues with the same machine. But other than that, it's usually okay. It's just long hours. They give us, we usually work, usually get 2 days off during the, or two nights off during the week, and then a 3 day, like every other weekend or something like that. It varies from time to time.
Yeah, I hear that. You know, a lot of people, like, you know, they'll say, you know, 6 days off, that's a lot. But, you know, when you're when I'm out, you know, gone for 8 days at a time, you know, I'm getting up at 5:30 in the morning and not going to bed, you know, until 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, you know, and so it's long hours for 8 days, for being away 8 days, and then coming back, you know, 6 days feels like two to me. I mean, it's crazy. But I guess it's all perspective, you know. That's pretty much what life is about, I guess. Over.
It is about perspective, and probably if I stick with it and just get used to it, I'll probably be a whole lot better off. I think I've been working there for 3 weeks. And it's just taking some time to get used to. And I'm normally a day person. I don't like staying up all night unless I'm doing something fun, like off in the mountains or having a fire with friends. But normally I try to go to bed around 12, so it's taking some getting used to. And I can't sleep too great when the sun's out.
Yeah, that, you know, nighttime shifts are a pain in the rear end, for sure. I bartended for years and years and years, and, you know, I worked in New Orleans and Key West and whatnot. You know, bars there don't close till 4 a.m., you know, you're mopping the floors at 6 in the morning. You know, by the time you're coming out, you know, the sun's up, and of course, you know, you got to go, you know, unwind. So, you know, by the time bedtime comes around, it's, you know, 10 a.m. And next thing you know, you're waking up at six in the evening, and you know, you're like, wow, this is just weird. But you know, it's the world. Good, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the world doesn't operate just 8 to 5 or 9 to 5. You know, yeah, it takes all shifts to make this world happen. So, you know, God bless you, man. You know. Over.
Take all shifts to make the world go around, and there's people out there doing a lot worse things. I can't do much because one of my jobs, I was a lawn care tech, so that took almost a month or two to get used to. Then after I got used to it, it wasn't quite so bad, and the days went by pretty quick. Now that night shift can be rough, but there's people out there that do a lot harder jobs.
That's for sure. There are people out there doing a lot harder jobs and a lot more dangerous jobs. But, you know, and I hear you on the not complaining part. You know, no one really listens anyways, you know, so might as well just keep it to ourselves, right? Over.
Listen, but it never hurts to let off some steam because everybody gets agitated from time to time. They just need somebody to talk to about it.
I you know, usually when I get off shift, you know, we're after being out there for, you know, 8 days, you know, we all meet up and hang out and kind of talk about our week. You know, sometimes you got to talk to the people you work with, too, because, you know, people outside of the industry you're in don't really understand, you know, what you're going through and whatnot. So hopefully you have you can meet like a support network or something with your with some coworkers and whatnot, and be able to kind of blow off some steam with them. You know, it's always nice to have some people that understand where you're coming from. Over.
There's people that have been at the place out where I work for years, and there is potential to move up, and they do pay for school, and that's one of the biggest reasons why I like working, or one of the biggest reasons why I decided to pick there, because they'll pay for my schooling. The job I had before this one also paid for schooling, but the virus kind of took them out, and after that happened, well, I had planned on staying at my previous job, and then I got furloughed, and then I got laid off, so had to find another job. Definitely couldn't just sit at home.
I think sitting at home is what puts you in an early grave, I think. Most people I know that have retired and don't have anything to do, you know, they're not long for the world. But that's awesome, man, that they're going to pay for your schooling, you know. That's really, really cool. And, this virus thing has really put the kibosh on a lot of people, a lot of industries. Like, most of my friends that I know that are in the restaurant industry and whatnot, I mean, they've taken a real big hit. Friends of mine own some bars down in Florida, and they're still, you know, chomping at the bit to get back opened up. And, yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's been tough all around for everybody. Hopefully we come to an end with this real, real soon. Over.
In some states, and it is others, I know around here things have opened back up pretty good. And I know in Florida, their governor said they weren't even going to shut it down again. And he said, well, I think he said that they would never shut it down again. But I think out in California, and there's some other states where they just haven't opened anything up, hardly, in the restaurants. The restaurant industry, the gyms, all the little mom-and-pop stores, they're just having a hard time. So I'm hoping it'll all be over with soon, and we can all move forward.
That's, I think in Florida they're kind of playing it county by county and district by district, which is the case for a lot of states. And, that's pretty smart because, you know, when you think about populations, you know, I mean, like, is it really smart to open back up a bar in downtown Charlotte? Maybe not. Smaller towns might be a better idea because, you know, there's not as much traffic in and out. So, I don't know. It's really hard just wrapping my mind around this whole thing. But, you either roll with the punches or you get knocked out, right? Over.
Roll with it or you just got to take it. Or you'll get knocked out. I haven't really looked at the latest for the virus, but it does. I think it's going down, or it has leveled off in some places.
A big thing is, you know, we in the beginning, yeah, I mean, there weren't a lot of tests available. So, and then once everything kind of caught up, we had that big spike, and I think a lot of people didn't take into account that a lot more people are getting tested now. So, I mean, which if you, put in the math, is going to, obviously, a lot more people are going to be positive if a lot more people are getting tested because there's more tests available. I know people that have gotten the test and they have antibodies. They didn't even know they had it. So, I mean, go figure. It's a weird virus, and we live in a brave new world, I suppose. Over.
Apparently strange. It's got some interesting characteristics. You could have it, not even realize it, spread it around, or you can get it and you can get really sick. And it's just strange. But I'm sure it'll all be over with before too much longer. And Lord willing, we won't have anything else like this for, well, hopefully ever, but at least for a long, long time.
And, you know, everything is a learning experience. And, you know, everything, you know, I'm a believer that everything happens for a reason. So, you know, there's something that we can be learned from in this experience worldwide, I'm sure. I think we just all need to kind of take our little tidbits from it and figure out how it applies to our lives. You know, so, yeah, we just take it as it comes, I suppose. With that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. My soldering iron's heated up, and I got some ends to seal up here. So, good talking to you, and I bid you 73. Over.
Yep, and you have fun soldering. Sounds like a nice way to make the night go by. Hope you're having a good night. All right, let's see where we are. Are there any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Call KJ4RQZ. Mr. Check-ins, please call KJ4RQZ and the Blue Ridge 2-Minute. That's everybody. All right, here we go. KJ4RQZ now sharing the Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return their repeater back to normal amateur use, 73s, and as always, a good night.